Hi, I'm Carrie Butler, and you're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. I have a special offer for my listeners. You can get my new course at carriebutlercoach.com/Broadway Podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Once I played a penny who just couldn't stop the beat. Yes, with roller skates on her feet. A girl who loved her bees. A girl who's recently deceased.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Breaking Broadway. If you did not hear last week's episode, we had the amazing Caitlin Hopkins on, and pause this and go back to listen to that one because she is phenomenal. She was an amazing actress. She starred in Bat Boy with me, and now she runs the musical theater program at Texas State University. So last week we talked a lot about their program, but I want to touch on something that she founded, the Nexus Musical Theater Summer Intensive and Mental Wellness.
Oh, sure. I'm happy to talk about all those things. So Nexus is a musical theater summer intensive that we do on the Texas State campus for high school students who are interested in auditioning for musical theater programs across the country to sort of help them prepare, but also to give them a sense of what it would be like to study at Texas State, right? So we're incorporating a lot of the mental wellness curriculum and other things that we do here at Texas State so that they have a sense of, you know, what it would be like if they decide they want to apply here, but also to help them prepare.
Do they have to audition for that?
They do, yes. They do.
And how do they find out about it?
They can just go to our website at Texas State University and go to the musical theater program page, and there'll be a little link to the Nexus Summer Intensive, and the information's on the website.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
We spend so much time on this podcast talking about health and wellness. I can't believe you created your own holistic wellness curriculum. Tell me about it.
Well, I didn't do it on my own, but if you go to livingmentalwellness.com, you can find out more information about it. But quite a few years ago now, I did a TEDx talk about mental health and performing artists, and just the struggles that I was witnessing in my students here, that I saw growing up in the industry, that I experienced in the industry, and really felt that as part of performing artist training, that we must also educate our students and our young artists in mental health, vocal health, physical health, you know, all of the healths, right? And so I went looking for answers and solutions, because to me, the solution wasn't sending them up to the counseling center when we were already in a crisis, right? Mm-hmm. And as we all know, you know, performing artists are more likely to suffer from a lot of stress-related issues, mental health issues. And I ended up collaborating with a top sports psychologist, a communications expert, a therapist, a meditation, Vedic meditation expert, and a bunch of other wonderful humans. And we sort of came together and we did about 5 years of research, and we created a life skills program. What we proved with the research here is that if you increase people's life skills, right, that you decrease mental health symptomology, right? So it's a stress reduction life skills program, evidence-based, and it is a developmental model, right? So it's through teaching these life skills in the order that we teach them in, right? So they're building one on top of the other, that allows for our artists to have the tools and vocabulary and skill set to be higher functioning, right? To do better, right, in their lives. And so those, we put the curriculum online because what happened was the university here noticed that the students in my program and the athletes, because we were testing it on theater students and the athletes, because the football team has a lot of the athletes have the same type of issues and problems.
Wow.
That performing artists have. The business school as well started utilizing the curriculum. They are also a high-risk demographic. And what the university was noticing is that we had the highest academic achievers and the highest retention rates, meaning that we had the highest graduation rates of any program at the entire university, which was really impressive when you think that it's their 39,000 students here, right?
Yeah.
And that that we were retaining our students, right? So the university got very interested in the research we were doing. The theater department ended up requiring it for all incoming freshmen in the theater department. And, you know, we started tracking that data. And then what started happening is just that high schools, middle schools, elementary schools, university programs across the country started reaching out to us and being like, hey, we hear you're doing, like, can we do it too? How do we do that? And so along with the other two women that I created the program with, the curriculum with, we put it online and we designed a teacher certification program. So individuals, anybody can go take this curriculum. But you can also certify to teach it, right? So, and the modules, the seven competencies that are part of this developmental model, it starts with the science of the brain, how the body works under stress, understanding how to self-regulate your nervous system, heal your nervous system through mindfulness, meditation techniques. And then it goes into these six life skills, right? So starting with time management, goal setting, coping skills, communication skills, leadership skills, and problem-solving skills, right? So as we increase an individual's life skills, right, we're decreasing stress and ultimately mental health symptomology. And I'm a bit of a vocal health nerd, which you know, Carrie, because I developed a dry mouth throat lozenge called Fontis. Mm-hmm. And so part of what we do in our program here also is a lot of vocal health stuff. Because I'm kind of...
Yes, they're delicious. Yeah. I love them. I just did a concert the other day and I was like popping them like candy.
Have you tried the new flavors yet? So because we have the signature
the green apple. What I had.
And
yes.
Now we have lemon and we also have blood orange.
I think you sent me lemon and I loved lemon too.
Yeah. And we just came out with a limited edition bag that has all three flavors. So you can go to fontisdrymouth.com.
Also for your throat, it's like whatever you use, it really does affect your voice. You know, some lozenges that you have dry out your vocal cords. And
well, because they've got sugar and they've got menthol, right? We use Manuka honey and glycerin and essential oils. And, you know, like it's designed to create a saliva response to help with the dry mouth, but it's also all natural and doesn't have any sugar and, you know, all that good stuff that, you know, that just makes it healthier for singers, especially if you're using a lot of lozenges, you know, you don't want something that has a lot of sugar or menthol in it.
Yeah. Right? I use a lot of lozenges. What am I singing? Especially like in the winter when the heat is up.
Oh, I know.
It's
I'm so,
so
excited because a lot of the Broadway companies and touring companies and regional theaters and stuff are ordering them now in bulk for their companies. So like that,
yeah,
I'm really
awesome.
Excited about that. But sort of circling back to that, the mental wellness curriculum, you know, I think that when we're talking about artist education, like one of the sort of messages that I hope to get out there is that it's imperative as part of artist training, right? Like, I think we're failing our artists, like, no matter how talented you are and how well trained you are. Like, I don't care how great your training is and how talented you are. If you don't know how to take care of yourself and manage your life and understand how to achieve that work-life balance and all that, I think we're failing, right, as educators. Yeah. Like, I think we're failing our artists. Like, we have to help them be self-sufficient, right? In knowing how to take care of their bodies, their voices, everything.
Yeah. I started teaching too. And I just noticed people like self-sabotaging themselves or just not getting so anxious when they're they're so talented. But if you don't take care of your mind and your wellness, it doesn't matter how talented you are. So do they take that as like a class?
Yeah, it's part of, in the theater department, it's part of their theater activities class, which is a class that all of the freshmen take that helps them assimilate to college and into the theater department. They also cover curriculum in that class, like intimacy training and equity, diversity training and, you know, like all sorts of skill sets and tools that are going to business skills. I go in and, give them business labs, sometimes, you know, that we do in our musical theater curriculum, how to read contracts, how to, you know, take care of your business life as well. So you have those skill sets.
It sounds like you have such a complete program, you know, it's like I've never heard of schools doing that, actually, like also offering business skills and mental health. You, Caitlin, you did a really, really good job.
Oh, you're so sweet.
They are so lucky to have you. I just want to ask you one more thing about your program, because I know you also do the developing new musicals, which I want to get my husband's musical there at some point. But that sounds like an amazing opportunity for your students.
Yeah, I was very lucky when they asked me to create the degree plan. It was fall of 2009. One of the things that they were interested in, right, was, or that I was interested in, you know, and they said yes, so that was great, mm-hmm. is I really wanted to look at a different way to sort of fix the busted financial model on Broadway, right, and with developing new shows and looking at the opportunity to use these educational environments as a way to develop shows, right? Mm-hmm. So I raised a lot of money when I first got here to help support development of new musicals. And so what we do is one or two times a year, we're bringing in industry professionals who have new shows that they want to workshop and doing that with the students. I mean, we've done 3 world premieres now, and actually Disney just gave me permission to, I did a tour years ago, Carrie, called Disney's on the Record.
Oh, I know that one. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and so Disney just gave me permission to reimagine that. And next spring, we're going to be working on that next, which I'm very excited about. A couple of the shows that we've done world premieres of here, you know, have been licensed now by Concord Theatricals.
Yeah. And name some of the people that have been there, because you have big people.
Oh gosh, Teresa Rebeck,
huge playwright,
Jeffrey Knopf, Alex Gimignani. Oh, Andrew
Lippa.
Okay,
I don't want to be on the spot, but your kids are really lucky. They're really, really lucky to be meeting these like really major professionals in our industry.
We're incredibly lucky and blessed that they trust us to come here and, you know, offer the students an opportunity to develop a skill set that they need in the professional market, right? Like, it's such a gift for the students to have the opportunity to learn how to work in development, right?
Yes.
Not just to create a character that's already been defined, right?
It's a totally different skill set.
Yeah, you know, and we've commissioned a couple shows, you know, that have been developed and premiered here that I think, you know, just that opportunity to create a character, right?
Yeah.
And to be able to contribute to the creative process of developing a show is such a gift, such an incredible mm-hmm. gift, especially when you've got incredible composers coming down. You know, actually in January, we're doing a developmental workshop of a new show that's going to the Signature called We Won't Sleep. And Aaron Ortman's directing it. And Ari is the composer. I mean, it's just, it's so exciting to have these creative teams come down and get to work on their shows.
So your program is amazing. And we haven't even mentioned about like not only the fun of all of that stuff of going there and taking those classes, but your students are also doing amazing. Like it's really hard to make it in this business. And I've already worked with one of your students, and so many of your students are on Broadway already, right?
Yeah. Well, I just, you have no, well, you know, because I told you when I came to see Beetlejuice, and there are you and Leslie Kritzer, right? Like two of my besties, like, and I had an alumni in the show, like having my alumni work with my friends is so, it's such an incredible feeling. But yeah, I mean, gosh, Anna Uzelli just recently opened in Six on Broadway.
Wow.
And Ben Mains in Girl from the North Country. And yeah, you know, got kids on tour in Hamilton. And, you know, yes, we got, they're doing a lot of film and television as well, which I'm very, very proud of. But they're incredible artists. And I feel so excited to, you know, sort of see them out in the world doing their thing.
Yeah, but really, I know a lot of programs, they have like one student that, you know, gets in it, maybe gets on Broadway or something. And you have an amazing track record already. That,
oh, thank you.
They're working.
Yes, they're working. They're working. And yeah, I always encourage people to go to our YouTube channel or go to our TikTok, and you know, especially the TikTok actually, which is relatively new for us. We've been on Instagram and Facebook for a while. TXSTMT. But on TikTok, we try to highlight and you know, in our social media, a lot of our alumni and what they're doing out there. So if you want to learn more about them, that's a great way to get to know them.
It's really exciting. Your program sounds amazing. And I actually wish I could go back to college and join it, but I probably wouldn't get in. Because you know what a dancer I am.
Yeah, well, you and me both, right? Oh my God, Carrie Butler, I miss seeing you every day. Sharing a dressing room with you is one of the great experiences of, you know, my life, having the opportunity for us to have the friendship that we have has been such a gift. You're such an extraordinary light.
I'm so thankful for you being here and sharing all this, because you are just a spectacular human being. I mean, everything you're doing sounds incredible, Caitlin. I hope that you know that, and I hope it fills your heart, just the things that you're doing. Really, really special. And thank you for telling everybody about it here on our podcast.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It means the world. I love you, sweetheart.
Love you. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this podcast and want more episodes, please take a second to rate it. Check out my website, Carrie Butler Coach, for more info on private coaching and teaching at schools. You can follow me on Instagram, CarrieButler1, and visit bpn.fm/Breaking Broadway for all ways to listen, follow, subscribe, hear past episodes of Breaking Broadway, and find out more information.
Together, you and I are breaking Broadway.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.